While we have gathered today to celebrate the resurrection, we see across our readings that this is not an easy message to believe. The women who go to the tomb go expecting death. When they hear the good news of the resurrection, it is alarming and terrifying. Can they really trust the good news that Jesus has been raised and is going ahead of them to Galilee? Can they trust in the words that their crucified teacher shared with them beforehand, promising that very thing? We see that this is too much for them. They flee in terror and amazement, saying nothing to anyone. The good news of the resurrection is limited because of our fear and our inability to understand. Paul shares how he struggled to believe this good news too. He had overheard it from others, like Stephen, who bore witness to the resurrection, but this seemed impossible. He was certain that it must be false. Out of this certainty, he persecuted the early church. He sought death for those who proclaimed that life was greater than death. He sought imprisonment for those who held fast to the way of the Lord. Because Paul did not believe the sign of the resurrection, he also missed the good news that the power of sin and death was destroyed. He missed out on recognizing that Christ had died for sin, and thus saw those who would hold to this message as sinners in need of restraint. After encountering Christ and coming to a new understanding of his faith and what God has done to deal with sin, he asked those in Corinth to continue to believe this message. He recognizes that it is possible to believe in vain, to hear the good news but not really trust in that good news. Paul recognizes that we can respond positively to this news initially, but it can be hard to maintain such a perspective. Can we continue to trust in the power of the resurrection when we see pain, suffering, and death rear its ugly head? Can we trust that Jesus still goes before us when we have not recognized any signs of Christ's presence? These are the challenges that persist for us today. Many of us are not encountering young men in tombs telling us that Jesus is raised. We are not terrified by this news. We likely fall into the category of Paul or of those who struggle to maintain belief. There are times we may be outright opposed to the witness others bear to the resurrection, or we may not be fully convinced. In truth, it is a difficult thing to believe and to share. Yet this is the good news we are encouraged to trust. We hear that God will destroy the power of death, remove this shroud, and invite us into a never-ending feast. We hear that God will wipe away all our tears. This is wonderful news, news that we want to trust. We are invited to believe the strange and amazing news that this has already happened. It is no longer a hypothetical future that we hope God will bring about. This is the future God has inaugurated through the power of the resurrection. We are able to say, right now, today, that the God of our salvation has come, and that the power of death has been destroyed. As Paul himself must acknowledge, it is difficult to make this statement, and to cultivate such belief, when those who bear witness to this truth have themselves died. There are witnesses of the resurrection who have died already by the time Paul is talking to the Corinthians. This may seem to contradict Paul's message about life and hope, but Paul includes it within it. Paul is saying that those who bear this message may die, but the truth of that message will persist. How? Because those who continue to share the message have experienced the truth of the resurrection themselves. Jesus showed up to Cephas, to the 12, and to 500 brothers and sisters. Jesus showed up to Paul, and this is what overcame his doubts and his misunderstanding. It is this presence of Christ that propelled the message forward. It was the encounters with the risen Lord that helped people recognize the truth, that these promises had been fulfilled, that God had destroyed the power of death, and had opened the way for life. Because the resurrection has been proven true, we can accept the truth that Jesus has died for our sins. That which would demand our death, our brokenness and departure from God, has been fully and completely overcome. The sign of this truth is the resurrection. We can trust the amazing news that we are forgiven because we know that Jesus is raised. The good news is not just that Christ is raised, but that this resurrection somehow means life for us and for the world too. Though we do not hear the women sharing this news today, we see that eventually the good news of the resurrection is proclaimed. We know that this was possible because Christ showed up. Christ did not leave us in our fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Christ helps us believe the truth of the resurrection and experience the reality of what Isaiah foretold. This is what we encounter ourselves today. We share in that meal that Isaiah described as our risen Lord shows up here in bread and wine, body and blood. We know that Christ is alive because we encounter Christ in this meal that we share. We become witnesses to this resurrection and are ourselves sent out. We now can follow in Paul's footsteps, proclaiming that we have heard and seen Jesus who has been raised. We can invite others to trust in this good news of the power of the resurrection. As we do, we will likely encounter others who have witnessed the power of the resurrection as well. We will encounter others who can also say that they have seen Jesus, and we can rejoice together. We can support one another as we seek to make this message known. And, of course, we will encounter those who struggle to believe. We will encounter those, like Paul initially, who work against this message. We will encounter those, like these women, who are too afraid and terrified to share the message. And as we do, we will invite them to know the truth that Christ is raised. As we do, we can invite them to draw near and experience this truth for themselves, to see what Christ has accomplished for us and all the world through the power of the resurrection, through the good news of the empty tomb. For this good news, and the many and manifold ways our risen Lord continues to come to us today, all we can say is Alleluia! Thanks be to God. Amen.